Blog Talk Radio.
I did do what you do, easy, believe me.
It's gonna hurt some feelings, oh well. Some advice from a male to a female.
Yeah.
See, I understand your DIY and it's independent and all that good shit.
Like, I get it.
But there's some things that you just can't do, and it's cool. Certain things that men should do. Open doors, pull chairs, you know obvious things. But how can you be queen when you're trying to play king?
How does that work?
Now what if roles were reversed? And I was soft as a muffin, no, that won't work. I'm trying to be strong. Who I'ma lift up? And when I'm down, who gon' build me up? Huh? Two negatives don't make a positive spark. So why you think doing that shit is so smart, man? You gotta chill and just play your role before you get exposed, and I'm kicking you out the door. You did that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, alright. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, okay.
Think like a man, dumbest shit ever. Mom, you look stupid trying to put it all together. 1 + 1, 2, logical. You be telling me every way how it's not though.
That don't make no sense.
Why are we always
going to teach me shit?
Have a seat, mom. Let's list what's exact. None on the motion, but all on that. You know Eve, she came from Adam's rib, and yet it's still, you not stood up position to fail. Gina never did it, Fancy didn't either. I'm here, but she two-faced, every time I see her. One day, you'll get it, and it'll be too late. With a house full of cats, like, where the love at? You gotta change your opinion, now look on life, or get used to them solo nights. You dig that?
Believe me, I didn't do what you
did. Yeah, okay.
I didn't do what you
did. Yeah, you're right.
I didn't do what you did.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't do what you
did. Yeah, you're right.
I didn't do what you did.
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay.
I do what you
eat. Yeah, you're right, yeah, you're right.
I do what you
eat. Yeah, okay, yeah, okay.
I do what you eat.
Hello? Girl, what's up? Girl, let me tell you what this motherfucker just told me, girl. What the fuck his dog ass say? He talking about some being independent. Man, look, the Southern Bell does not play any of that. You know I get it out here. I'm paying my own bills. I'm putting gas in my car. I'm going to work every day. I ain't got time for that extra shit. I'm going to let you do your part. But let me get me. You understand?
Hell yeah.
I don't tell me you're going to do your part. But, I mean, I'm just used to doing me. So, like, I don't want to hear all that extra shit. I'm going to let you do you, and I'm going to do me. Like, that's just how it's going to be.
What the fuck?
Can you respect the hustle? Just respect the hustle.
Don't miss out every Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Check out my whole crew on the Real Talk Roundtable with Tweety B, Miss Knack, The Guy Hayru, K. Esco, DJ Sergeant Rock, and Snipe. Because it's that Real Talk Roundtable where we at.
Real Talk Roundtable, where y'all at?
We in the building.
Okay.
Yeah. It is our 10th show, you guys, and it is our season one finale show. And I just want to say, this went by really, really fast, didn't it?
Yes. I mean, I can't believe we've already done the 10th show. It's crazy how fast it went by.
Absolutely. And we're going to do it tonight, and we're going to do it well. And we got some hot topics to get into, you guys. Crazy, crazy thing has happened, okay? And I know you guys have seen it all over the internet. 15-year-old Corey Gauss, known as Coco, 313th ranked tennis player, defeated four-time Grand Slam winner Venus Williams in Wimbledon, you guys. 15 years old. Now that is deep.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. And bless her heart, she said she didn't know how to feel about it. This was the first time she's actually cried because Venus is mm-hmm. one of her, you know, people that she look up to. And I
right.
know that, you know, Venus is a good, you know, sportswoman when it comes to stuff like this. So I know she's proud of her, but at the same time,
absolutely.
I know she's feeling some type of way, too. But salute and shout out to both of those young women and women, you know, for representing us. So we really appreciate you guys. And that is some big news. What did you guys think when you saw that news?
I mean, I was surprised.
A 16-year-old.
She's 15.
I wasn't surprised.
Wow. That's major.
I wasn't surprised at all.
You know, that's amazing.
I mean, I think it's a great look for her, for sure. I mean, and I felt for her because, I read the story. I'm a big tennis fan. And, you know, Venus, you know, when they started tennis, you know, Venus was always better than Serena starting off, and then Serena ended up being, you know, better than
mm-hmm.
her. And I love them whenever it comes to these younger athletes coming up and being
mm-hmm.
so young and beating them, because a lot of people would think that they would – you know, be maybe upset or whatever, but I really truly believe that they feel like they have already done so much. And even though no one likes to lose, I know that they are really excited for these new and upcoming players.
Yeah,
you know, who are coming on the scene. So, you know, definitely shout out to her for being so young and having, you know, this major accomplishment against someone who she's always looked up to. You know, it's crazy.
Right. Like, you would never think that. Like, you would probably think, okay, maybe I could get to player one day and then, you know, she'll beat me and then I'll get her the next year.
Right.
But you're not going to be
right.
thinking, like, I'm going to go ahead and beat Venus. Not
Venus.
Oh,
no, never.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I can
just
imagine that moment. I can imagine that moment for her. And it's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
Now, if you can do this, right now, you should know that you could do anything you put your mind to, anything.
Right,
anything
right.
is possible.
And look,
mm-hmm.
and look at it as the old school versus the new. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Serena would be considered the new old school, and
mm-hmm.
this young girl coming in, beating her, would be considered the new school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a clash of the titans. But, man, I'm proud of that girl. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
she made a statement. You know what I'm saying? She
right.
made a
Absolutely.
Statement.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I can beat this tennis player. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can
right.
actually beat her. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I know that made
did.
Her feel good. I know that
yeah,
made her
sure.
feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm proud of that young lady for her accomplishments. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
For real. You know,
yeah.
and the old school needs to, you know, not be so, you know, hard on the younger school. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I understand it was hard for us coming up, but you know what I'm saying? We need to lean towards the young kids and what they like. You know what I'm saying? You know,
mm-hmm.
find out what
right.
makes them tick. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For real. And I'm
right.
telling you, it, hey,
hey,
look, clash of the Titans. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She
hey.
Won.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
hey.
Eventually your time come. When they was 15, 16, they was whooping people their age. You did.
Yeah, they
were.
Right.
They
right.
turn.
Yeah, they were.
It's their turn. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For the torch to be handed off. You know what I mean? It's like, it's
That's
a
right.
it's a wonderful
yeah.
thing, man, for anybody coming up in sports, man, to have opportunity to play against their idols, man. You know, the same
mm-hmm.
thing like with Iverson
mm-hmm.
and Jordan. He was like, man, you
right.
know, I respect you. But I'm going to cross your ass over and do what I do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly.
That's
right.
It's not about likes and dislikes. It's about when you own the court, everybody is an individual. So it's like
right.
salute
That's
to
right.
the little girl. You know what I'm saying? She doing her thing, man, you know. And
yeah.
Venus, you know, she should have retired anyway, man. You know what I mean? She,
yeah.
I don't want to see her hanging right. out too long, man, doing the bad look. She been having, like, illness after illness. And she been suffering
right.
from a few, like, serious little things, man, that have greatly affected her talent and her ability to compete.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
right.
it's like, I don't want to see little girl, man, getting the Larry Holmes treatment. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Right.
Just,
right.
We just gonna, man, but, congratulate her, man, and say it's a wonderful thing, and watch her career,
is.
Man. See what she saw.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Big salute.
Shout out to
you, Corey Guy, for doing your thing, Miss Coco. Okay, now, this is some shit that's going on in my state that I'm so glad that we have a variety of people here from different states. So y'all can tell Alabama how damn stupid this shit sounds. Okay, now, this girl name is Marsha Jones, okay? She had an incident back in December. And she's a pregnant woman from Alabama, and she was indicted in her own baby's death. She was in a dispute with a woman outside of a Dollar General store on the west side of Birmingham, And she initiated the fight and continued on with the confrontation that resulted in the death of her unborn child. And,
wow.
She, in the midst of the altercation, was shot. But she was charged and not the woman who shot her. So I'm
are
trying to understand, how do this work? Like, what are you saying?
Hey,
like, that don't
make sense
to me.
I didn't know they had a fight at first. I thought it was just an argument.
Right.
See, now, technically, that falls up under that stand your ground law. And me personally, I'm going to say this to any pregnant woman. Take a lesson from this, because you pregnant, play your role. You ain't got no business as a pregnant woman fighting nobody. So what she suffered from, she brought about the death of her child. Now, I'm just saying this morally. I'm not saying it should be no legal thing, because I'm pretty sure she's suffering enough. But I'm saying she ain't had no business getting out there. I mean, I got homegirls been pregnant. They done let bras do all kind of shit and be telling them, when I drop this load, had the same energy when you see me.
Right
and
on.
It's like maybe 9 months, man, before they do something. As a grown-ass woman, you ain't got no business, man, endangering your child life. So technically, the law is being applied correctly, man, because she ain't had no business swinging nobody with no baby in her stomach like that. Everything that happened is a result of her actions. If she'd have walked away, if she'd have did anything else, man, and that's what that's how they applying that stand your ground law. You know what I'm saying?
But
like
we don't
person,
have
a, you don't got to run if somebody swing on you. You know? You got something similar, though.
Hey.
We have a self-defense law. But I'm going to say this. Now, I'm not saying that this lady should not be charged for egging it on or starting the fight or whatever the case may be. But still, that does not take away from the fact that this lady shot her. You know, she should be facing some type of charging. You out in the Dollar General parking lot shooting where pedestrians and children and everybody else is out there. So I don't think she needs to get to walk away scot-free. I don't give a damn who started the fight. She opened fire in public.
Right.
So that should be a charge.
I mean, it's like
some sort.
It's like you got a right to carry a weapon, man. You got a right to defend yourself with it. I'm saying it's like it's a tragic thing that a child's life was lost. And I don't promote no violence, man, no black-on-black crime, no woman-on-woman crime, no man-on-man. I don't promote no violence against people. I don't promote shooting nobody because you're getting your ass whooped. I don't promote none of that. But at the same time, you a pregnant woman. See, this is what I'm saying. It's like I ain't trying to drift off too far, but that's what the internet doing to people. Man, typing and talking is two different things. Because you say, because you type you can do it, ain't going to make you be able to do it. The little catch me outside girl, don't be, that shit is some bullshit. You get your ass whooped and lose your baby. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, man, I think it's a tragic situation, but I thought it was just an argument where they argued and the girl pulled out a gun and shot her. I'm like, man, you know, she should be in jail for the rest of her life for that. But, I mean, if you swing on somebody, she didn't take her child life into her hands. That lady took her own child life in her hands when she got out there fighting, because even if the lady didn't shoot her, she could have kicked her, punched her, did whatever, man, and shot her. Like, just because a woman pregnant, you might could whoop somebody still. So they got a gun. They got a right to defend themselves. You know what I mean? So it's just tragic. it's tragic in a motherfucker, man. And, you know, if you just look at it as some surface fluff shit, yeah, it seems stupid in a motherfucker charging a woman because she got shot and her baby died. But when you break it down,
right,
man, and look at it for what it really is, it's like, man, you know, you ain't got no business drinking and doing drugs when you're pregnant.
Right.
You ain't got no business doing a lot of shit when you're pregnant.
Still
once
do
you
it.
Become pregnant, your responsibilities as a woman change. Your
right,
first
right.
and foremost obligation is to protect yourself and your child.
Mm-hmm.
Buckle
right,
up
right.
when you're driving. You know, watch where you're walking around the house. You know,
right,
don't be getting
right.
into no confrontations. You know, adjust your sexual positions. All of that stuff. You got an
right.
obligation to protect your child. So she
That's
put
true.
Herself in that situation.
That's true.
You know
but I
saying?
Can also
now,
say
got,
this, and I'm
got
not trying to take up for her or nothing like that. But when you're pregnant, your hormones are all over the place. People can bite their fingernails and it get on your nerves to the point you want to do something to them. When you're pregnant, it's different. You know what I'm saying? Like a person can elevate you quickly or quicker than normal. I'm not trying to take off for her for doing that because she did endanger her child and her baby, but I think the lady pulling the gun out to me was extreme because she didn't
mm-hmm.
have a gun.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't
right,
have a gun
right.
at all. So that,
right.
that was
that
extreme
and that's
to me. That's
right.
had,
yeah.
you know, you could have picked up a stick or rock or anything if you just wasn't whooping them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, to
right.
me,
like, man, for all we know, the pregnant girl was probably getting the best of the girl.
That's
you know
what
I'm saying? Because
females
that know how to fight can also fight pregnant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
and maybe she was mad. Maybe she was mad that the pregnant girl was getting the best of her, so she came
mm-hmm.
out and shot her. You know what I'm saying?
That's part of the calculation, though. That's part of the calculation. When you decide to attack somebody, you got to, like, check their pockets. You know what I'm saying? You got to figure out how far it can go. You know, we could be on this show. You know what I'm saying? Me and Rock could get into an argument and go back and forth, and I jump on a plane and come out there and shoot his house up. That's how serious stuff can go. I'm not that type of dude, but he wouldn't
right.
know that. You don't know that about somebody. You don't initiate stuff, man, if you don't know how far they're taking. I learned that lesson as a dude,
mm-hmm.
10 years old.
Right.
My cousin got in the car. I punched him in the arm. He bust me in the mouth, bust my nose, my lip, and my everything. I'm looking at him with tears in my eyes. Man, I was just playing. He said, me too. So you don't never initiate nothing if you don't know where the next person going to take it.
Right.
So
okay.
She never put that with that lady.
All right.
Well, yeah.
Okay, you guys, we got a call on the line, area code 305. I do see you. We're going to get you in here in just a second. But, Ms. Nat, what are your thoughts on this situation here?
I think all of you all made valid points. I mean, in the eyes of the law, because she initiated the fight, then, you know, it's a self-defense type of thing in the eyes of the law.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I do agree with everyone else saying that, you know, if you're out here pregnant, what the hell are you doing out here trying to fight somebody and you pregnant? You never know
exactly
what could happen. It didn't have to be a gun. It could have been, like they said, hit punched you in the stomach. You could have fell. It could have been a lot of things that would have caused you to
mm-hmm.
lose your baby. But
right.
with that being said, now, there's been incidences, because back when I was in college, I was quick to throw hands. But one thing that I would never do is fight somebody pregnant. I don't care if she come and punch me. I'm
neither.
Woman enough to be like, look, I really want to whoop your ass, but just because I'm a woman and I've had a child,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to walk away and just wait until you drop that baby, and then when I see you,
yeah,
before, I'm not going to put my hand. Yeah, I'm
mm-hmm.
not going to put my hands on no pregnant woman because of something like this right here. Because if I hurt
mm-hmm.
you
right.
or whatever, you never know what I might be charged with. So sometimes
mm-hmm.
you got to learn just to walk away. Now, I'm not trying to say that, you know, the pregnant lady was right with what she did, because I think it was very tacky for her to even be fighting in the first damn place. But because you
right.
never know. Everybody's not going to take the high road. And that's just
right.
the reality of it. They're just not going to do it. Everybody ain't going to be like me or be like Tweet,
right.
who can walk away from something like that. So
mm-hmm.
it's just a tragic type of situation, and I'm sure that everyone probably has learned from this. And it really is extreme to pull out a gun, especially whenever she didn't have a gun. Why couldn't you have just walked away? You know what I mean? Like, so it's just mm-hmm. it's just really right. an unfortunate right. type of situation.
All right, we're going to pull this caller in here, area code 305, if we can get him up in here. Hey,
okay.
How you doing?
Yo, what's good?
What's going on? Who we got? What's up?
Yeah, this is Nephew. I'm calling in from Florida for a lot of the interviews that I was calling
okay.
in a conversation, and I wanted to ask the question. I know this blog is Alabama-based, and I wanted to know, concerning the situation that happened with the girl getting shot or whatever, what have you, like the gun rights and laws that's in Alabama. Is it, you know, citizens can carry guns, and if mm-hmm. permitted that they, you know, someone's trying to harm them, they can defend themselves.
Right. They do have that. They have a self-defense
yeah.
law.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the stand your ground law, but it is a self-defense law. Like a person just
can't
be at you and you can't protect yourself. So you can't in Alabama.
Wow.
And with the no abortion laws that also within Alabama is kind of pretty much place her at risk when she lost the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
yeah.
pretty much
yeah.
my opinion of it is why she's held accountable for the losing of her child.
Right. Absolutely.
So I think
so
that was
if I could jump in on that, according to the police report, the reason they charged her was mostly because she did initiate the fight. And
right.
so because they look at it
mm-hmm.
as her it's child endangerment. And with the
right.
new laws, basically, even if
yeah.
the child's not born yet, with the new laws, that now that fetus is considered a living life, whereas before,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
know, a lot of
right.
states without
mm-hmm.
abortion laws, it's different. But because they now consider basically a heartbeat a living person, it's considered reckless endangerment.
Right.
Just like if you were be, you know, an accessory to a robbery or something and somebody gets hurt, they
right.
can, you can be charged after the fact.
Right.
So that's
mm-hmm.
kind of
right.
the way they're looking at it, is because she took the initiative to put that child in that danger.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
That's true. Yeah. So, but when you just, you know, don't get a very context of the situation, you just read it or you may come across
mm-hmm.
it and not breaking down the details of what transpired or what the laws and things of that nature that can transpire
mm-hmm.
a person being, you know, held accountable for it, then you will overlook it. You know what I'm saying? You be, oh,
right,
why
right.
you know what I'm saying? On the situation and breaking it down and getting an understanding of it causes you to think that way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right on. Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
okay,
why everybody got to do their homework.
That's right. True that. We appreciate you calling in and giving your thoughts on that. And you guys, this is Nephew, the artist that we play some of his music and we review some of his music. So shout out to
hey.
You for calling in and supporting us.
Yo.
Yeah.
All
right. Nephew.
Well,
what's
yo.
Going
exactly.
on?
Thanks for calling in.
Pretty good, man. I appreciate the criticism. I took it appropriately and professionally, and I appreciate you guys. And I'm tuned in to the round table. You guys have good discussions, and I want to continue to congratulate you guys and keep up the good work.
Now that's
thank
trio.
You.
Now that's
yeah.
trio. That's trio.
Thank you for
and,
calling
and,
in.
And,
no problem.
Trust me, you know what I'm saying? You are welcome here at the Real Talk Round Table at any time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, you know, come through and chop it up with us. You know what I'm saying? Because we like your music. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we like your music. You know what I'm saying? You know, you pretty much got your head on straight. And, you know, we welcome that here at the Real Talk
absolutely.
Round Table. You know what I'm saying?
All right,
absolutely.
Right.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, you guys, what we're going to do right now is we're going to pause here for a second and we're going to come back. And what I do want to do is play this Lock Me in the Studio by Nephew. This was a song that he actually wanted me to play, you guys. So we're going to play that right now. We're going to come back and talk about some more topics. So you guys hang on tight. Don't go nowhere.
Cormel. 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 Cormel.
Check. La mama tripping, she said what you did last night. I know you hit the club, I know you balled last night. Actually, I was trying to get my vocals tight. I had to make a play, I got off the turnpike. When there's holes in the gravel, it don't burn right. Is it true you involved with that street life? I know you the plug, I know you got that cheap price. I'm showing you love, I'm hoping that you take flight. I'm in the studio, trying to drop a hit. Pray to God all my dogs go legit. Lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets, yeah. Lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets, yeah. Lock me in the studio and throw away the key. Ain't coming out till we make it out these streets, y'all. Been going hard in the lab, hoping it pay off. When you chasing that bag, can't take no days off. Hey, I'm just trying to get a piece of the pie. I'm just trying to take a trip to Dubai. I'm just trying to make a living off these streets. I can do it, made a living off these streets. I pursue it, I got love for the music. To take my niggas out the streets is why I do it. Hey, I'm in the studio trying to drop a hit. Pray to God all my dogs go legit. Hey, lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets, yeah. Lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets, yeah. Lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets, yeah.
Everything I ever wanted?
Wendy's bacon double stack, 4 nuggets, fries, a drink, and the spelling bee medal you lost in second grade because you couldn't spell soliloquy.
It really is everything I ever wanted.
Get a bacon double stack with a 1/4 pound of fresh beef, nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Wendy's Biggie Bag is everything you ever wanted.
Sorry, I'm going to need all that back.
Really?
Hey, Thirst. Can I try out a few Coke Summer sound effects on you? Cool. You okay with this? And this? And what about this? Ha! Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
It is nice.
Yeah, but are we a van family?
Are we a van family? Of course you are.
The van just talks.
Sales guy, give me your foot. Is it magic? No, it's a Pacifica. Come on in.
Allow me to do a little self-promotion. Check out all these features that I got up in here.
It also comes in a hybrid.
Yo, what's up? Van life. You know you want it. What are you waiting for? Let's get on the road.
But does it ever shut up?
Get me off the lot, baby. I will sing to you on the way home. Pacifica.
In the mix. Back to back, beat to beat.
Come on, DJ. Hit me with another track.
Drop top, missing roofs, yeah, she love it. Dressing in designer clothes, shoes, yeah, she love it. Know I got a pocket full of blues, and she love it. He can't hit that pussy like I do, and she love it. She love it. She love it,
yeah.
Dressing in designer clothes and shoes, yeah, she love it. Know I got a pocket full of blues, and she love it. He can't hit that pussy like I do, and she love it. She love it. She love it, she know I'm out here thugging. Plus my name is out here buzzing like a bumblebee. Humbly, she say with me she wanna be. I told her great I'm gonna be, but that even the black can see. She like the finer things, designer chain, designer bags. And I'm all popping all kinds of tests. Love when I'm winding down her ass. We be fine up gas. Exotic what we smoking. Get it righted when we rollin'. Try my hardest to stay focused. Cause there's certain parts of her body looking like it's swollen. Got my eyes on the road, but she got my mind roaming. Asked her what was up with dude. She say, never mind, homie. He don't do it like you do. Plus that nigga spine phone it. Pull over the coupe. Let her go and climb on it. Touch the L's, rock the bells. Had to put them chimes on her. Just let it out of wrist. Had to put some time on her. Cause she loyal, Uncle Ben. Had to spend some time on it. Okay, she wanna be my motivation. My Kelly wrote.
My Kelly
she into banking, sort of like Frankie, how she set it up. Pinnacles, me and my centerfold. Catch us at the top. Money ain't a thing. She know anytime she with the boss. Drop top, missing roofs, yeah, she love it. Dressing in designer clothing, shoe, yeah, she love it. Know I got a pocket full of blues, and she love it. He can't hit that pussy like I do, and she love it. She love it. She love it.
Yeah.
Dressing in designer clothing, shoe. Yeah, she love it. Know I got a pocket full of blues, and she love it.
Bad.
He can't hit that pussy like I do, and she love it. She love it. She love it. Even though I'm the one that clutching, if I say so, she gon' bust it. She gon' say no to a budget. Got the makeup of a duchess as I break open the duchess. I'm amazed by our discussion. She on fuego and I love it. She something like an angel, head halo right above it. I got the mightiest touching. I knew it was going down. Once I was invited up, I run it. Me being lit was the reason she lightened up. And no, I ain't depressed, but my pocket got the blue. I'm mixing up designer, looking like I got confused. She dropped 10 in the mall, it was all in shoe. I told her, get them all, baby, you ain't got to choose. She lost in the sauce, yeah, she ain't got a clue. Pull up without the top, look like I forgot the roof. It's ball till we ball, fall, we ain't got to do. Ball, winter, spring, summer, fall through with a few. Drop top, missing roofs, yeah, she love it. Dressing in designer clothing, shoe, yeah, she love it. No, I got a pocket full of blues, and she love it. He can't hit that pussy like I do, and she love it. She love it. She love it.
Yeah.
Dressing in designer clothing, shoe. Yeah, she love it. Know I got a pocket full of blues, and she love it. He can't hit that pussy like I do, and she love it.
Yeah, she love it. Yeah, she love it. Know I got a pocket full of blues, and she love it. He can't hit that pussy like I do, and she love it.
Okay. Well. She love it then. It is what it is.
Wow. Wow. Y'all stupid, man.
Listen. That was a track from Eli and Eli the G. And she loved
Eli
it.
Eli the G.
So what you guys think about that track?
Hey, man, you know, I like that, man, you know.
I like it.
Kind of put me in the mind of some things, you know.
All the freaky people were going to speak on it.
Oh, man, you know how to do that, man. You know what
I'm saying?
No,
the freaky people were going to speak on it.
Oh, God. Yeah, where are the people?
Okay, that's what's up. Okay, now, the first track that we listened to, Nephew, what did you guys think about that track?
Nah, I like that.
I like that track, too.
Yeah. I like that track.
Yeah.
I'm talking about
like
locked in the studio trying to make a hit. Man, yes. Nephew, yes. Now,
that's
a complete song. That's a complete song. You ran your bars down. You know what I'm saying? You started from the front to the back while you locked in the studio. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I like that shit. Tweety B, send
right
me
on.
That shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
For real.
I know. That's what's up. Okay, now, this is the thing that had me tripping. Like, it really had me tripping. Lil Nas X decided he wanted to make a public announcement about the type of sex he like to have. I don't care that he's gay. You know what I'm saying? I do not care that he is gay. He made a nice song. Why do everybody feel like they need to make a public service announcement about what they like to do in the bedroom nowadays? Nobody cares. To me, it's a stunt to get more money because gay money is long money. Mm-hmm. Y'all think what you want to think, but gay people, they support each other and whatever they do.
Right.
So that's a little bit more money in his pocket.
And they go hard.
Gay or not. I hope he's gay for real because every gay dude in the industry is going to try you now. Every one of them.
Yeah.
Gay for real. Yeah. I hope you gay for real. I really do.
Hey, he only came out with it because it was Pride Week. Okay. Now, according to a reliable source, he has sold over 10 million copies of Old Town Road. All right. Now, it always happens. I swear to God, these rappers and singers and all that, they make their millions, and then it's a big public service announcement. I'm gay. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what the fuck? Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I wouldn't care, though. I wouldn't care. Either way,
shit, I would.
Look. If I like it, I'm a bad. I don't care if you're gay or not. It doesn't matter.
Okay. But now, he's tricking people. He tricked people with that song.
No.
But now, I said that.
He said not,
I said that to say this. I said that to say this. It always happens. Nobody comes to the table being themselves. They always come to the table being somebody else. And then, all of a sudden, we get the word that he's gay. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going for it. That's an industry trick.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Table, we don't believe him, though. R. Kelly came to the table telling y'all who he was from the giddy-up. Nobody believed. You know what I'm saying? That's from the songs he was writing and from not seeing nothing wrong with it, from being trapped in the closet and all this
other
shit.
Yeah, but you know what?
R.
Kelly was hiding out in the open. Wasn't nobody really paying that shit no attention like that, but he was hiding out in the open. Like, now when you look back at it, you can see a whole lot of shit that was fucked up because he was looking like a straight predator on that damn cover with him and Aaliyah. Like, that shit looked so ass backwards. Looking at it now,
But my thing, though, like, with the announcement, it's like, to me, it's like it's a moot point. You know, like, with the athletes. Man, I don't give a fuck if you gay or not, nigga. If you can go to the home and walk the ball, I don't care.
That's
you ain't got to say a gay basketball player. I don't care if my lawyer gay, if the judge gay, if an astronaut is gay. I don't give a fuck if my barber is gay. I don't care what you do. If you do what you do good, do what you do. Because I'm not finna be walking around going like, yeah, man, I just made this new track, man. It's banging us, so man, I'm straight.
Gay.
You know, I'm straight. Like, I'm a straight rapper. I'm a straight athlete. I'm a straight judge. Like, why we even got to make these public service announcements about what they do? You know what I'm saying? That's just goodness, man. And the cool thing about it is I watched a little special on PBS the other day, and they said actually tolerance for, you know, the LGBT community is starting to go down because of this, I don't know if you want to call it, man, just like a drenching of, like, content. Like, everything now is about the LGBT community. Like, they struggle is the only struggle in the world. You know what I'm saying? Nobody ever struggled or ever been through what they've been through. Nobody know what it's like. You know what I'm saying? I had a whole cold argument with the little white gay dude the other day. He telling me, man, about how they struggle like the black struggle. I say, let's put suits on, walk down the street, and the police is looking for black people or they looking for gay people, and let's see who get treated like what. I said, until you tell them you're gay, you still a white man in a suit. I'm still a black man in a suit. They can tell what color I am from my skin. So my struggle, man, was visual. I said, there's plenty of black people right now, man, that, if, you know, back in them days, if you could pass for white, they family be like, Go ahead on, man. Go get in that line over there, man. They got more stuff in that line over there, man. Just sneak around and come back home for 10. So you mad because you had to be in the closet? Man, there's black people wishing they could have been in the closet about being black during the slavery day. You know, so don't compare your struggle to our struggle. Y'all been through some shit. It's, you know what I'm saying? People look at it and find the moral aspect of it. You know what I'm saying? Corrupt because your sexual encounters, it's not about procreation. But other than that, man, it's like, man, come on. People accept y'all. People just don't accept y'all because y'all be in a closet. Y'all be hiding and lying for people.
Right.
You know, it's like it's no different people hating married people who cheat. You know, if you tell the truth, you know, I just want to fuck, but I got a wife. You know, people still mad about the same shit. So it's like, all the saturation, man, of like all these coming out the closet stuff, or you got these magazines, they outing people. Man, that man didn't want nobody to know he was gay. He was happy with his little gay life at home and doing his regular life in the street. How y'all going to out that man? That's not y'all business. That's his story to tell. So it's like a lot of nonsense, man. But I guess the horse he rode to the Old Town Road.
You know,
but the thing about it, that's another concept that's fucked up, man. Because you know, the gay people, I used to like the download song with R. Kelly, but I can't even listen to that no more without, you know, looking at it a whole different way. So now, when I listen to the radio, I'm be thinking about this dude riding a horse or something.
I will not be thinking about that. No.
All I'm saying is I can't listen to the song
no more.
You know what I'm saying?
But the public, but to the public, it's a good record. It's a good song. Till you dissect the lyrics of that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, this is way too common. Like, how many times we gonna get tricked or we gonna get fooled by this bullshit? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but we can't do that, because if we accept the fact that he's gay, he has a right to sing about his gay tendencies. Same like a heterosexual had a right to talk about how they want to make love to a woman or a woman to a man, and he got that right. So he's not tricking nobody.
Right.
He was really telling the truth.
Right.
Like, this is what I like, shit. I like
the
saddle
industry,
up and ride.
The industry told that man, look, we're not going to tell the public that you gay till after we get these numbers up. You know what I'm saying? After we get these numbers up, we don't give a fuck after that.
No, I'm not that.
I don't know about that one. We got the God Hey Rude Stop and some of DJ Sergeant Rock. Snack, what do you think about his coming out? Do you think it should have been a public service announcement?
Or no.
Oh, no. Is he
okay.
Snack. Might have
Snack, where you at?
We might have a man down.
Man down. Y'all hear me now?
Yeah,
we hear you.
Okay, I just headphones, you know. But no, to each your own, you know what I'm saying? This day and age, who gives a fuck? Gay is all out here. Like, this man done made so much money. You think he really gives a fuck? He set this shit on gay pride. So guess what? While we over here tripping about he tricked and all this, so his money still just went up. His stock just went up. It just went up. You see what I'm saying?
Well,
and I'm glad he did and told us. Because you got people out here who don't tell you shit. And sleeping in the industry, you find out 5-10 years later, oh, this motherfucker was gay. I done bought all his goddamn albums. You know what I'm saying? Then you tricked. You see what I'm saying? I'm glad you told people. I'm glad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The song might be looked at different now, but you made that money.
Yeah. Got
it. How you feel?
Yeah,
okay,
what
do you think?
Two things. For one, right now in this day and age, it's almost like a badge of honor for a lot of people to say,
wow.
"Oh, I'm gay." That's that's the way they're treating it right now. You know, people will say, "Hey, I'm gay," and then all of a sudden they're a hero, or you know. So, personally, who you spend your nights with—that's your business. I really could care less. I mean, the question is, do you make good music or don't you? You know,
right.
If you whack, you still whack, even though you like to sleep with men. If you good, you good. But as far as what I can, I could care less who a person sleeps with or don't sleep with. I do think that the whole everybody making those public announcements, though, it's more so they just need another badge. They want that badge.
Why?
And, you know, the LGBT community, they go hard for each other. You know,
yeah,
you think, you know what I'm saying, the amount of money that is about to flow into his pocket is going to be about tenfold what he made, what he was making off the country music community.
Exactly.
You have to understand, he was getting rejected by the country music community for the sole purpose that he was a black person doing country music. So now he just found another way to make money. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do a country song ever again, but he's still going to have a whole different audience now.
I think that's what the announcement was for.
You got to think of it from a business perspective. His manager, his team, his record team, his label was probably like, hey, this is the perfect time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We go ahead and do this. We're going to bust open that untapped market. Everybody who didn't listen to his music, I guarantee you, he just gained a ton of new followers who never listened to his music before. They're about to go out and buy stuff just because of that. So it was a business move. You know, and that's just real. That's the industry that we're in right now. You know, the labels are always looking for what's hot, what's next. You know, and right now, like I said, it's a badge of honor for a lot of people. So that's my two cents on it. You know, I think it was a calculated decision. Personally, I could care less, but... You know, it was definitely, I think, a calculated decision. I don't think it was an accident.
Yeah. Okay, Ms. Nat, what are your thoughts?
You know, we've been having this conversation today, myself, Rock, and Snipe. It was kind of funny. But I can't say that it was a calculated decision. I'm not really sure about that yet, how I feel about that part of it. But what I will say is that I don't look at it as being a public service announcement. Because, you know, all he did was just say that, you know, made a point to say that he was gay, but, you know, it's Pride Week, so do you consider that really being a public service announcement? Because that's kind of like me, you know, say if we had straight pride, and I commented on about straight pride, so am I making a public statement? I think he just said what he said, and the media is the one that blew it up. I feel like that's just my personal opinion. I don't look at it as a perfect public service announcement. I don't give a damn what he do in the bed. I don't want him. You know what I'm saying? I don't care.
Right.
I think it takes a lot of courage for him at his age to even say anything about it. No matter if his record company was in his ear or not, telling him that, you know, and they made it a calculated decision to do this. Still yet, it's such, you know, it may not be as big of a stigma anymore as it used to be, but still yet, you're going to have many people who are going to not want to deal with you anymore because you are a gay artist. I mean, that's just the reality of it or whatever. So I don't care what he is. I mean, if it makes him more money, it makes him more money. If it doesn't, then it doesn't. I mean, I don't care either way about it. You know what I'm saying? To me, it's just another gay man that said that he was gay. I mean, he's gay. He said he's gay. Okay. Next,
right on.
Okay, like who's the next person is going to say he's gay? I say they're gay.
Right.
I just feel like he's damned if he do and he's damned if he don't, because people are saying, well, why did he say he's gay? Da, 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 da. But then if he would have waited 10 years later, they're going to say, well, why did he tell
why
us
he
sooner?
Did say it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? People are damned if they do, damned if they don't. People aren't happy no matter what you do. So, you know, y'all know good and well if it was 10 years down the line
or 15 like Danny Boy. Years ago, everybody was singing, I ain't mad at ya, and then all of a sudden Danny Boy gave 15 years later, then it's a problem. But if Danny Boy would have told y'all 15 years ago he was gay, it was going to be a problem. So it's like, you know, people just ain't happy with nothing nobody do. Just live your life, be gay, be happy, make your money, and continue on. That's all I got to say. My issue with this is a little bit deeper. Some people have been mad. We've been having a long discussion about this.
I started some shit. I started some shit on the internet. I'm talking about.
He said he was strict. As a matter of fact, let me say this real quick. Because Rock, now I had agreed with Rock, but then Rock said he had been tricked. Now hold on, because here's my thing with that. Nobody tricked. This man did not come out making a record talking about him sleeping with women. He ain't say either way whether he was gay or straight. Now how are people feeling like they been tricked? How was you tricked? The only way you would be tricked is if he was talking about females, saying he was sleeping with females, and then it comes out that he's gay. Now that's some trickery. But
right.
If you
I don't even consider that trickery,
though. But if you assume that he was straight, that's on you. You assume that. He didn't tell you that. You assume that. So where is the trickery in that? Rock.
Look, Rock's the only one that caught that. Everybody up under my post is screaming some dumb shit. Miss Mac, the only one that caught that. See what I'm saying? Ooh. So that should have let the public know I was being funny about the shit. But they just wanted to take it to a ridiculous level. So, shit, let them take it to a ridiculous level. Shit. They probably still on my chat line right now.
Question for the group.
Facebook didn't delete it. And banned you for like a week. You know what I'm saying? But they give extra sense. My homeboy joked. This girl like messaged and said, man, you a Mexican. Next thing you know, he came back. The post was deleted and his page was blocked for 30 days. You got to say that. You got to raise saying that because they be so sincere, man. But just on some real shit, man, I don't get the whole like why it's relevant. You know what I mean? It's like black people was the only people that was told they couldn't never do nothing because they wasn't intelligent enough. Ain't nobody never said, you can't be autistic because you gay, or you can't act because you gay, or you can't play sports because you gay. It's like, man, the whole thing is, man, it's like it's so much attention being paid to it that it's like it's in your face. That's what's starting to turn a lot of people off on them. Like, I don't got a problem with people being gay. I don't care what you do, man. It don't affect me no way, shape, form, or fashion. You dig what I'm saying? Personally, I enjoy the ratio. So, you know, if a couple of mo-cats want to get on that line and leave straight here, I'm cool. Because I'm kind of poly anyway, so more for me. I don't really care, man, what people do, man. So I just feel like everything, man, is being so politicized that it's just nonsense. It's getting to a point of nonsense. You can't even have an opinion no more. Like, I agree with that, man.
Right.
He damned if he do, damned if he don't, because if you find out somebody gay years later, you dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Whatever, people mad. But a lot of times you already be knowing, man. You know, you got artists all, you know, throughout the generations, man, throughout every era, there have been that gay dude that sang his ass off, man, be making the love song. You know, you all looking at your feelings and shit. Yeah, he gay in a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly what I was about to say, because if you think about artists like Luther Vandross, you know what I'm saying? Luther Vandross is responsible for so many people having babies, like, throughout the years, but he was gay. But ain't nobody cared, because you know why? Mm-hmm. He made good music.
But he ain't never said that, though. In his life, he ain't never caught to that. So that's just an assumption.
Right.
Luther might have been banging guts out, just didn't want nobody in his business. You know what I'm saying? Everybody masculine. Everybody ain't masculine, man. Everybody don't lift weights and play sports and shit.
Okay.
We don't know, man.
Okay.
Promise you Luther was
Speaking of Luther, you might as well throw Freddie Jackson in that equation.
Yep.
And James
now.
James Cleveland. He was gay. And he was doing gospel music.
Yeah,
so what that
take?
I mean, it's all irrelevant, man. I just think like everybody trying to take a thing, man, to like push their political agenda with everything, man. You know what I'm saying? If everybody doing that, man, you know, I'm going to, like, announce my support for the NRA, man, and gun rights, man. You know what I'm saying? Guns don't kill people.
And they start throwing you money, too. Why?
You know what I'm saying? Everybody that done did a shootout at school or something either wasn't supposed to have that gun or stole that gun from somewhere. All the gang members use stolen guns. They don't go to no trade shows, buy nothing online, go to no stores or nothing like that. They breaking people's houses and stealing. Stop the burglaries, and you might stop the shootings. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like,
right,
man, you want to be political, man. There's too much stuff you can be political about, man, and everybody got an opinion. We living in a time right now, man, where tolerance is about, if you agree with what I do, you dig what I'm saying, that's cool. If you don't, then
right,
you're fucking off and tolerate it. You know what
I'm
saying? So,
right.
It's crazy.
Yeah. All right. If you a person's manager and you decided, okay, you made your one song and the rest of your album is not going to be popping in the country music community, you know, you have to make these decisions. Well, what can we do next? You know, where are we going to target? And right now, that's what's hot. I hate to say it like that, but I'm telling you, I know folks, so many that, you know, the ones that don't care about being put out there, they're like, all right, go and put me out there then. Yeah,
well, I mean, don't you think it's like a slap in country music's face? You know what I'm saying? It's a real big slap in their face. You know what I'm saying? Took this boy off the charts the first time, and they said he wasn't country enough. Now they got him back on the charts, and now they're saying he's got the number one hip-hop record in the country. And then you mixing the LGBTQ community, you mixing them up with these racist white country white folks.
Man, honestly, music is music, man. Everybody, I like
somebody. If it's good music,
you
it's good.
So, it's not no slap to nobody's face, man. It's music, and everybody like country music. All them white folks ain't racist because they like country music. It's some good shit. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they got some nice out there. They got some soft shit. They got some hard shit. I just think it's excessive, man, when you get to that point, because he's just a young brother, man, going through his living his life, man, making his music.
Nine times out of ten,
he's a one-hit wonder. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We'll never hear nothing else relevant from that dude, man, in life. That was his one song. We don't roll with that, man. Let him have that. You dig what I'm saying? And let him live his life, man. He made an extra statement, man, to try to get some more traction. He ain't doing nothing nobody else ain't doing. Man, you got female rappers starting fights and clubs and shit, man, because they got an album coming out. You got these other dudes picking beefs and shit. You got dudes that went to Harvard getting gun beefs and shit because they trying to make a gangster rap album and shit. So it's like all this shit, man. Everything is a publicity move. It's all like, you know, it's a move. So I ain't mad at him. I just...
I feel you, man.
That's what's up.
All I'm
going
to say is watch for his next single. And I bet money it's a club song or a house music. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow. Okay.
I'm gonna leave it at that. Get money
at one time. Just cover everything. Well, we're gonna get into some Duck City music cipher right now, though. Here we go.
Yo, Mo Cash fast, less procrastinating. School was cool, but the cash had me fascinated. Rappers mad whack, trash juice, sanitation. These locks hotter than the hands of Satan. Listen, I can't be waiting to greater my situation. Dreaming about infinity pools and annihilation. Bumping 70s tunes, no more making felony moves. Heavenly groove with a veteran crew. Used to hit my little licks with my Mexican boo. Took long road trips, see Penelope Cruz. She said, Poppy, you the man. Been thinking about you all day. Gave me a hands out while I'm drinking Bombay. Back in the day, I was listening to Kanye. Dropped out of college, now I struggle for the Bombay. West side with my gun, call me Conway. End of the road on bending knee, they call you Wanye. Been nice since British nights and snow cones. So fly, I should rhyme near the ozone. I'm not for play, let me ride, word to Dr. Dre. I'm sure these rappers about to start rocking lingerie. Former trapper, plastic baggies in my castle. Graduated from crack with flakes in my tassel. Niggas rocking yoga pants back, BB Dazzle. And bitches out here fucking these niggas, it got me baffled. I cut the grass, but the snake still got in. I ain't no joke, microphone fiend, rock him. Came a long way from puffing duck in my P.O. Rhyming all hype like my ghost writer is Debo. Crazy people, they questioning my sanity. I'm bringing light skin back single-handedly. These bitches singing on some Motown shit. They should have a couple rats as their profile pic. Used to keep the Trojans with me on some SoCal shit. Niggas acting like they go, but on some lowdown shit. It's your man CHJ, Duck City Music. Real niggas link up, we working, let's get to it. Bury your parent when you kill it, man. Peace to Eric and Parrish and Steve Miller Band. Rappers got airtime, my rhymes more iller, man. Don't care about their feelings, fam. My era mouth selling fans. They in the nosebleed, selling fans, making MCs nosebleed, and then I steal his fan. And I can just kill a man, ski till they nosebleed. They sniffing in the cut by the kilogram. The sound so dope, I move to the exit. Listen, quit fucking around with pounds, and now I do the metric system. And I ain't stressing about being the best hustler. Either you invested, my nigga, or you a customer. And nah, this ain't the dig 'em smack. You smack me and get clapped with Max. I'm a soldier, you a dummy, I'ma take your rent. Ever heard fighting over money make no sense? You a simp, tricking chips, bitch, you ain't no pimp. I'm popping up with my hitters where that Draco went. It's not BET, but bet we got that hip hop. Blazing in the basement like Tigger dropping that Hitchcock. I'm Joe Clair, it's so clear, my shit polished, but my rap's gritty. I'm Rap City with Chris Thomas on the rampage. They not for real, crossing over, so what you saying, man? You got to chill. Back to business with my fishermen. Rap Gilligan on the island. Yo, you wildin', nobody ill as him. If you're listening, verbal murder is what you're witnessing. Rappers turn the burgers on track, we back ripping them. And it's a shame I have to mention them. Only hang with simpletons when strangling and lynching them. These half-ass cats be swearing that they all of that. I call them whack in the strap or have them falling back. In the cut, uncut, I spit the rawest crack. And you can suck my black balls, where they're calling cat. The hardest rappers get slumped over. At target practice, we dump toasters at Trump posters.
What's up?
Yeah, I like that. Send that to me too, Tweety.
Shout out. I definitely got to shout out Chris Robinson, Duck City Music. They from the 304 right up the way. They are so talented, and they are some of the most humble dudes ever. So definitely shout out Chris. Oh my God, I am like a huge supporter of y'all big time. Y'all are
okay. And they got bars too. They got bars. They got bars.
Absolutely.
I put the guy.
They are dope.
They got bars. I'm talking about
for
they
days,
got major.
Days. For days. days.
I'm
and
talking
days.
About man. Blowmatic.
And days.
Right.
Okay. All right, you guys, guess what we have done? We have completed our first season of Real Talk Roundtable. How about that?
Hey.
That's what's up.
It's you supposed to play. You supposed to play the crowd cheering. You supposed to play the crowd cheering.
I was trying to save that for last, but since Rock wants me to play it first, I'm gonna go ahead and play it.
Hey.
But,
and play it last.
I want to say to you guys that I really appreciate you, and you guys really exceeded my expectations this season. And salute and shout out to everybody on this forum, on Real Talk Roundtable. So give yourselves a round of applause. Yay! That's where we were supposed to come in at, C-Rock. I had it together like I wanted to do it. But okay. So, all right. This is real. What we do, you guys. And salute and shout out to everybody that's been supporting us, everybody that's been commenting on stuff, all of these topics that we've been doing. And we've had some amazing topics, and season two is just going to get better because, you know, people going to keep doing crazy shit, and we're going to keep talking about it. So,
Okay.
We're going to keep talking about it. So, all right, you guys, we're going to get ready to get up out of here. Anybody want to say something before we get out the door?
I just want to say thank you to everyone who has been supporting us. I mean, the support is really unreal. There's so many people who are just now telling me a little bit late that they've been listening to the whole season. So just shout out to everybody who has been listening, holding us down, and shout out to Tweety B for even having this vision and bringing us all together. So definitely a huge shout out to you.
True.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
B, I just want to say, man, thanks to everybody who's listening, because if y'all don't tune in, man, we just five motherfuckers talking on the phone. So, we appreciate y'all, man.
That's real.
Yeah, you know,
for real now, for real.
We really appreciate y'all.
Right on.
All right.
Okay, that's it. All right, you guys, we're going to see y'all next season, season two. Look for us. We're going to be promoting.
That ain't it. You know what I'm saying? DJ Sergeant Rock broadcasting live 7,000 feet from up under the ground. You're under D. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, you can reach me at Anthony Space, DJ Sergeant Rock Space, Hale, that's H-A-L-E, Facebook, or hit my email up with them hot ass tracks, because y'all know I'm putting these projects together, at djsgtrock48@gmail.com, and make sure all that is lowercase. And you can go to tapesauce.com right now and pick up that audio orgasm. I swear to God, you're going to get some booty. You know what I'm saying? To this shit. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get shit. You know what I'm saying? Audio orgasm. Go to takesauce.com right now. And I'm out this raggedy ass bitch. Trill.
That's the name. We all love out of here. We'll see y'all.